We'll start the next piece of the Agadah. So it's on page called Dalet. Again, there's a lot of more Agadah than Gemara about Vaxra itself, but we're just doing the pieces that have the Gra on it. This is the last piece. After this, we're going to have to determine what we want to learn next. So we'll take some votes. But let's see. So the Omer Rabba Bar Rachana. Says Rabbi Bar Bachana, one time I was walking in the desert, Islavi Badana Utaya, and a Arab merchant was walking with me. Amrali, let me show you the spot that earth and heavens kiss, where they touch each other. The Chazi David Koi Koi, Shaklos Alasil Soi. I got there. Whoa, I got to the spot where Shemaim and Aretz kiss. Shakalta Lasil Soi. I took my basket out. It's Nafta Bekavasa Durkia, and I put it in the window of the heavens. Adimetzalno, Ba'isei Velashkachte. I turned around. By the time I came back, it was gone. My basket was gone. Amin Ali, Ika Ganviyachi. I said, there are thieves here. I put my basket in that spot where Shemaim and Aretz kiss, and it's gone. There must be thieves here. Amin Ali, Haigal Galgal, der Kia Hudahadu. Damn, the world's just turning. Not to Adla Machar HaChamashka, he said, you wait around here, you'll get it. Okay. So I'm sure as by now, we all are assuming that there's not a literal spot. This Taya showed Rabba Bar Barchano, right? So we got to think, what is the marshal here? Shemayim Bar, what's going on exactly? So the Goin says, Yadua, who's the Taya? Who's Rabbi Baruch Hanna following? There's a Taya, a Arab merchant. So he says, an Arab merchant is known for one thing, selling absolutely nothing. Right? And one thing that the Arab merchant does not have is anything worthwhile buying. That we know, right? So he says that merchant is none other than the Yetzer Hara himself. The Yetzer Hara himself sells torn, worn, useless goods. The Zohar says he sells the guf over to a bad din. He sells the wares because he convinces everyone. Excuse me. He convinces everyone that, you know, there's nothing doing. And he convinces him to be purish from Divrei Torah. Mi pas shemar lo adam einei haroyos hatoiv. That he tells the Yetzer Hara, one of his tricks to a Talmid Chacham, to a person trying to do good, is whom he passed Shemar L'Adam, Einei Haroyes HaToiv, Mechamedes Ha'olam Umloya. Look, there's so many people that are enjoying this world. What are you doing in your old-fashioned ways? Now, he knows that Ha'adam, the Yitzhar is not dumb. He knows that he can't get you that way because he knows you're a firm guy. Well, I'm just going to drop everything to go eat at McDonald's. Like, oh, please, I'm not doing that. He says, I know very well, Yitzhar, you're not getting me. I know very well that Olam Haba is better than Olam Hazeh. The Yitzhar, sorry, you're not getting it. The Yetzer Hara doesn't give up. He still has his wares to sell. So what's the Yetzer Hara's next trip? Who are Yetzer Oymerloi? He godol hanen and he gia kapoi. Yoisim a year shemayim.
No, I know. You think I tried to get you to stop doing your ruchnias? That's not my intention. My intention is avada, do mitzvahs and everything. But remember, as I'll tell you, that it's not good to rely on other people. You gotta make your own parnasa. You shouldn't rely on other people giving you tzedakah. Number one. Number two is maybe you yourself can be a big box tzedakah. Now, if you recall, we had this in Neven Shlema. That the Evan Shlema brings down from the Gra the same thing, that the Yetzer Hara will never start off telling you to drop all your Ruchnias. The Yetzer Hara starts off telling you to do both, Ruchnias and Gashmias. We had that in the Evan Shlema. So here the Gaon says the same thing. He says, "Diilu Yerushalayim, diilu says, buddy. Rabid, I'm not telling you to give up your Olam Haba. I'm not telling you to give up your Ruchnias. About you should keep your Ruchnias. But, nothing wrong with getting a little gashmis in this world. Come, let me show you where the sky and the where the earth and the sky touch, kiss. I'll show you where you can have both. That's what he's saying. He's saying, come, let me show you the spot that earth and the sky and the earth kiss where they touch. And where they touch, that's where you could have both. So Rabbi Baruch Hanan is saying the taya is the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara's trick is, come, I'm going to show you the spot where earth and sky touch each other, where Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh can coexist. Right? You can have everything you need in this world and everything you need in the next world. Okay, next thing I was about to say, I'm gonna be smart enough to keep quiet. And what? And but we all, I think, are pretty well aware of some of those spots that seem like this world and the next world are touching. That seems like you have all these people that, hey, this guy has oichal shnei. He has all the Mazay needs, he has all the boy needs. What's wrong? Why am I suffering? Why do I have to like go do all this kriech? Look, everyone else seems to be doing just fine. So he says, that's where the HR wants to take you. Ta, kum min esek ha-Torah. Stop being involved in learning. Va'ach milach. Let me show you. Makom shetitzke l'shneim. You'll get both. V'zeh hecha d'nashki arav rekiya adadi. K'dei shetitzke l'shnei shulchanis. K'valdika from the girl. Unbelievable shot in the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara means. So now, honestly, I talk went. Halachti uparashti min ha-Torah v'shamati la'atzos. I stopped learning. The atzos seemed to be pretty good. And I stopped and I followed him. V'chazoi, and I saw it. V'ra'isi k'nilo l'chol adam mo'yol yigi ha-kapo po'yol ha-zeh. I saw that there's a big problem. Not everybody becomes rich. Like this is exactly what my Rebbe said one time. Someone asked, I see my he was talking, so someone was talking to him about, he's in Kollel, he needs money, so he was going to go to work. So, like, does he need to be trained? And basically, what the guy was insinuating was that. Like, once I go to work, I become rich. Like, the only reason I'm not rich now is happens to me. I'm not working. But the mayor tells him, he says, just because you put on a blue shirt doesn't mean you become wealthy. Right? So it's not like automatic. So this is what he's saying here. This is mazel here. Not everyone. So what happens? The guy leaves learning. And he starts working, and he has no money either. So now he has no money, and he has no Torah. So what happened? He says, everyone knows this. Not everybody's matzliach in making money. Not everyone's matzliach in doing this. It all comes from Hashem anyway. So what happens? The dalse shemayim psach. You got to open up. You have to, it comes from Hashem and He opens up the doors of heaven. So those are the windows. So he goes to the spot where he thinks heaven and earth touch, and he sees he's not becoming wealthy. What do you have to do? You got to put your basket in the window and just hope that Hashem fills it up. But it wasn't filling up. So Chonas Yesh Barakia, Shemisham Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekabel Tefilas Yisrael, Misham Mashpia LaMezoinos. It's through those windows that Hashem is Mashpia. Shene'emar Vayiftach Hashem Lachas Oitzara HaTovis HaShemayim. V'chein Anachnu Mespalu L'Pesach Sharei Shemayim L'Sfilaseinu. So Chazid Ovid Kavi Kavi. That's what he says. So I went to that spot and I see there's a lot of windows, meaning that there's sha'arim, that Hashem is mashpia hatava through those sha'arim. Okay? And I went and put my basket there. The shoulders of Yeshua, my yasa adam yisa asher, amulam yarba beschar, vi yisa vita and bemuna. Amulam habra also kem loya, yilu ala yavakesh mamisha oisha shaloi. Zok the Gemara in Nida, that not everyone is zoicha to wealth, even if they try, you have to daven. So he said, I went to daven. Lakach also came gamkin she spalo koydem lemisha ha'isha shaloi ve'achakach bikshin shal panas asli hafal pikein loy matza, and it didn't work. So far the mashal is that the Yetzer Hara tries to convince you that you can. The Yetzer Hara tries to convince you that you could do both, that you can get a mazel and a maba. So you go there and you think you're going to get both, and then you cannot get both. Both does not come so easily in this world. And Mamela, you end up going there and trying to realize that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll have to do the rest tomorrow, exactly what's the end of the story. That's the mashal the Grub brings, all right? Vavaka mashal, okay? We'll be in touch tomorrow. We'll see what happens, okay?
Thanks, Rabbi.
Thank you. Good to see everyone. Okay.